HarperCollins presents Pulp by Robin Talley. Read by Stephanie Cannon. Chapter 1. Friday, September 15th, 2017. It took all of Abby's willpower not to kiss her. She'd gotten pretty good lately at staring at Lynn without making it obvious, most of the time at least. Some days were harder than others, though, and today might be the hardest yet. They'd just gotten back from a Starbucks run, and Abby kept darting looks at Lynn out of the corner of her eye. They were sitting only inches apart on the lumpy old couch in the senior lounge, and as Lynn sipped her drink and scribbled in her notebook, Abby couldn't shake the memory of precisely how the echo of iced coffee tasted on Lynn's lips. She knew she should stop thinking about this, or at the very least, she should pretend to stop. She and Lynn were officially just friends now, for reasons Abby was still trying to forget, and she was supposed to be doing her very best to act like that arrangement was perfectly fine with her. So as she sat next to Lynn, her feet tucked under her, Abby really did try to focus on the laptop screen balanced on her knees, even though it was basically impossible to tear her eyes away from the spot where Lynn's soft brown hair curled into the nape of her perfectly sloped neck. The senior lounge was nothing special, just a tiny room in a far-off corner of the fourth floor, with a few couches and a dusty TV that had probably last worked in the 90s, and everyone at school except Abby and Lynn seemed to have forgotten it existed, which made it the perfect place for Abby to secretly pine after her ex-girlfriend, since no one else was around to notice and make fun of her for it.
"I can't believe Mr. Knight already wants my first lab done by Monday."
Lynn wrinkled her nose down at her notes. Abby didn't know if it was good or bad that Lynn was so oblivious to her silent yearning.
"Don't the teachers know fall of senior year is supposed to be about college applications? We shouldn't have to start our projects until next semester."
Abby didn't want to talk about college applications or senior projects, but she did like it when Lynn made that cute wrinkly nose face.
"Yeah, you're totally right."
"Do you have something due next week, too? What did you pick for your topic, anyway?"
Abby scooted over to peer down at what Lynn was writing. It was a blatant and probably pathetic attempt to get close to her, but Lynn didn't seem to mind. She glanced up at Abby with a smile and went back to jotting notes about molecular techniques. When they were this close, it was so easy to remember how it used to feel, kissing her, being encircled in a pair of arms that had no intention of letting her go. Kissing was Abby's favorite activity in the entire world. It was pure sensation. When you were kissing someone, all you had to do was follow your instincts. There was no point stopping to worry about what came next. That was the best part of being in love, the way it set the rest of the world on mute.
"So, for real, what are you going to write? Poetry?"
Lynn finally met her eyes, and Abby blushed. Ugh. As if she wasn't transparent enough already. Not that Lynn seemed to mind that either.
"No, I've decided my poetry sucks."
Abby tried to arrange her face into a casual smile. They were halfway through their free period, and she was determined to get through the rest without giving herself away.
"In eighth grade, I had to write a love poem for French, and the best I could do was, 'Je t'aime, ma puce, je t'aime tellement.'"
Lynn took Chinese, not French, so she asked,
"What does puce mean?"
"Flea."
They both laughed. It would be so easy to close the space between them. Last year, that was exactly what Abby would have done. Lynn would have leaned in too, and they would have kissed, and everything would have been perfect. No need for pining or pretending. But this wasn't last year, so Abby forced herself to keep talking instead.
"No, but in France, calling someone your flea is the same as calling them, like, sweetie or something."
"You wrote a poem about how much you adore your sweet pet flea?"
Lynn grinned.
"Basically."
Their faces were still only inches apart, but Lynn had made no effort to move away. Was Abby imagining it, or was there some decidedly non-platonic tension in the air this afternoon? When they'd broken up, back in June, Abby had been sure it was temporary. They were both going out of town for the summer, Lynn to visit family in Vietnam, and Abby to create a writing camp in Massachusetts.
but once they were back...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?